From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence on a 10-day four-nation Asia tour visited the demilitarized zone Monday, separating the two Koreas and reaffirming the U.S. support for South Korea.
And we express the resolve of the people of the United States of America to stand together in the months and years ahead with the people of South Korea to both preserve their freedom and ensure the objective of a denuclearized Korean peninsula.
Turkey's ruling party is celebrating victory after a referendum granting sweeping new powers to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The opposition says it will contest Sunday's vote, which it says was riddled with fraud. Erdogan's victory could give him new powers, undermining the parliament and cabinet members. We get more from VOA's Slatis Ahok.
President Erdogan addressed cheering supporters Sunday evening in Istanbul, just hours after polling stations closed.
We have become one. We have become good. We have become healthy. We have become brothers. And we all are now one Turkey.
Voters were asked to endorse an 18-article reform package proposed by the ruling Justice and Development Party that would replace the current system of parliamentary democracy with a powerful executive presidency. The idea has been widely criticized abroad.
Almost the whole world is against us. We have seen how the West has been hostile against us, but my people stood up to them. We have not been divided. We have not been splintered.
But the Turkish opposition says it will contest the vote, which it claims was fraudulent.
And this is VOA News.